This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ann Fowler, A-N-N-E-F-O-W-L-E-R. Date of birth 10-19-1943. Date of appointment 4-18-2025. Requesting physician Nicole Tetrault, N-I-C-O. Letetreault, MD. Dear Dr. Tetrault, I have the pleasure of seeing Ann Fowler today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 81 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on January 3rd, 2025 fell and hit head. She was diagnosed with brain bleed in the LS Hospital, ELLIS, and transferred to the Albany Medical Center. She went home on 1-9-2025. On 1-20-2025, she went to the Albany Medical Center again. And on 1-24-2025, she had a brain bleed drained. She went to the Sunnyview Hospital for rehab and then Capstone Nursing Home. Came home on 3-13-2025. Since then, she is struggling. She is nervous of falling. On April 10, 2025, she fell again. She went to the LS emergency room, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. CT was repeated this week by primary care doctor, again negative. She also has a left-sided 7th and right-sided 8th rib fractured. Otherwise, she is doing good. She is foggy, lot of pain in the back, hard time taking a shower. She becomes confused, lives alone, not cooking, need help for shower, difficulty paying bills, not driving. She has a history of TIA also and dizziness. She feels dizzy when she stand up. Past medical history, aortic valve stenosis, fracture of the humor, bowel obstruction, brain bleed, history of anemia, carotid stenosis, cervical GIA, COPD, coronary artery disease, history of stroke with no remaining weakness. Dizziness, GERD, obstructive sleep apnea, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, aortic valve replacement, cardiac catheterization, carpal tunnel surgery, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, corneal LASIK, and arterectomy, sternotomy, allergy to nitrofurantoin, azithromycin, ceftriaxone, medication, omeprazole, atorvastatin, fluticasone, Tylenol, budesonide, albuterol, triamcinolone. Socialistic, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is single, lives alone, have two children, family history, mother disease, stroke, father disease, cancer, one sister disease, cancer of the lung, one sister, one brother disease, cancer of the lung. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, depression. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen short, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, she is walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, brain hemorrhage. Number 2, vertigo, dizziness. Number 3, memory issue. Number 4, headache. Number 5, depression. Next paragraph. Her 2 CT scan recently did not show any more bleed. I would like to order the EEG. I advised her to see the eye doctor also. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.